Well, later today, President Obama and the First Lady will greet Pope Francis as he arrives for his first visit to the U.S. Millions will turn out to hear him in Washington, New York, Philadelphia. The Pope leads a church estimated at $1.2 billion worldwide. He affects policy, negotiating the recent détente between Cuba and the U.S. So we will be following the Pope's visit this week. But we start today with someone who'd rather he didn't come. Robert Costello is one of the many survivors of priest child sex abuse. He's at what they call ground zero of the scandal here in Massachusetts. And so, Robert, how did you feel when you first heard Pope Francis was coming?
Kind of like a punch in the gut. I mean, I just remember this, like, stomach ache type thing where there was just dread.
Why?
Well,
I mean, obviously, you've been through a horror, but...
Right. I was on the Boston Common when Pope John Paul came and said Mass and was totally kind of unaware of my abuse history. It had been buried. And then, after dealing with it for a while, I went to New York to protest Pope Benedict, where survivors were corralled by, you know, bicycle racks or whatever, at a certain spot. And when the Pope pulled onto that street, they pulled up dump trucks in front of us.
So you're saying you did appreciate a Pope at one point, you protested a Pope or tried to at another point, but now comes this Pope and a punch in the gut, and what else?
Well, when Benedict came, there was meetings with survivors. On this guy's schedule, there's nothing. Yeah. Now, whether he's doing it in secret or whatever, to us, and it's the survivor community, it just appears that he's not paying, you know, any attention whatsoever to the clergy abuse crisis that started in this country and then went global.
Well, you know, people are saying that this is the church that has now paid out millions of dollars to survivors. Pope Benedict did apologize. Pope Francis met with a small group of U.S. survivors early on. He set up a commission on sexual abuse and also a new tribunal system to hear cases. In fact, the tribunal had started hearing the case of Archbishop Joseph Wesolowski, who was accused of abusing children in the Dominican Republic, but that archbishop died before the tribunal. So, you know, there are people saying this pope did put things in place.
There's nobody else in the tribunal system that I even know of except for that cardinal that died.
Yeah. Well, in fact, David O'Regan, who's, you know well, who's with SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, says points out that not one bishop has been disciplined or even denounced.
No, and they're allowed to retire. Cardinals and bishops are allowed to retire without giving any reason.
Well, what would you want to hear from this pope?
Full disclosure. Names, and we're not talking like names just here in the United States, but across the globe. Pull the priests that have been transferred to South America and Africa and get them, you know, the help they need or... you know, if it's a criminal or civil charges, then it's up to the local authorities. It shouldn't be, you know, what the Vatican decides and what canon law is. I mean, the rape and abuse of a child is a crime.
David O'Regan, again of SNAP, also says that there has been some talk from Pope Francis, but he worries that people think, because of that, people think the scandal is over. Is it over?
No. There's a total, in the U.S., a total of 6,000 clerics who have been accused of abuse. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You know, 138 names were added in 2012. You know, the numbers keep going up.
Robert, what is happening now? You said it was a gut punch when you first heard Pope Francis was coming to the U.S.
Right.
What's happening now? The coverage has been extraordinary. He's kind of a rock star in the world of religion.
He is, for what he says. Forgiveness of abortions and the fast-track annulments and that sort of thing. I mean, it's what people want to hear. But there's no real substance behind it.
Well, of course, for you and other survivors, there's not more of what you want to hear, which is, of course, more transparency, the naming of priests.
And stop fighting us in the courts. Mm.
What is the coverage of the Pope's visit do to someone like you, do to you?
Well, it certainly increases medication for all of us.
Really?
This is something that goes into your bone marrow. I haven't turned my television on a news station in days. Try to avoid it at all costs.
That's Robert Costello, a survivor of priest sexual abuse in the 60s and 70s, commenting on what the Pope's visit this week means to him. Robert, thank you.
Oh, no problem. Thank you very much for listening to me and getting the word out there that this can be a traumatic time for a lot of people.
Okay. Well, I'd asked Robert if he could go away for a few days to avoid the coverage. He said when he first came forward as a victim, he was told to go away for years.